Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, guys? John Shookman here, your host here on the Real Estate Survival Guide. Excited to have you with me for another week on this podcast as we continue talking about five things I would do right now as a new realtor. First week, I talked about one active and one passive pillar. And for a lot of us, that means social media is that passive pillar. I talked the week after that about getting in the right rooms and around the right people. Talked then about if you are the smartest person in the room at your brokerage, whatever it is, you need to get into a new room. And last week, we talked about exhausting free resources. So many agents feel like they have to spend money and things like that before they can create success, and that is just not true. So I really hope you enjoyed last week's episode. So excited to have you back as we continue the series talking about things I would do as a new realtor. And I want to shift today from tools to like how you show up, right? And I want you to be real and be yourself. And that is where you will win in this business. It just is, right? And so in this business, your ability to be real and be yourself is 100%, maybe 1,000% more valuable than trying to be perfect. So many of you are out there trying to have it all together, right? You copy, polish, post from top agents. You try to, you know, it's kind of like fake it till you make it. And you hesitate then to show up online because you don't feel like you're an expert, right? And then what happens? You show up less, you're less confident, and your potential client scrolls right past you because there is no real connection. I want to share a story with you. I actually don't know that I've shared this before, and you know, almost 500 episodes in, I've shared a lot of stories. When I was a new realtor, one of the things I did, the first thing that I did, and you guys can steal this. I've coached dozens, if not hundreds of agents. I want someone to steal it, and nobody has because they're scared of showing up on video. But I went live with my mortgage lender every Monday, and we called it Mortgage Mondays. This was right during COVID, guys. So this was, oh my gosh, I guess 5.5, almost 6 years ago now, you know, spring of 2020, right? We couldn't even leave our house, and we were doing Mortgage Mondays on Zoom. I got to be honest with you guys, I was scared because I felt like I didn't know anything. But here's the other part too, is I was real, I was myself, I was authentic. And guess what? People would then, it was crazy because this helped grow my business. People would be like, wow, that video was amazing, that was great. Well, guess what? Guess what I knew? Absolutely nothing. Honestly, I did not know a whole lot about real estate. Guess what I did? I brought on the expert, my preferred lending partner, and they were talking about the market, the rates, all these things. And then, guess what? Through that, this person was on my channel. And so, guess what? I looked like the expert, even though really I was just deferring to the lender and saying, oh, tell me about this, tell me about this. We would kind of run a, you know, script before we started recording and going Facebook Live. And we did it. And people looked at me like the expert. And so I want to encourage you, like, get out of your head on this. You do not actually have to be the expert. You can just bring the expert in front of people on your channel and things like that. Does that make sense? You don't have to be the expert. Bring your title person, bring your lender, bring other realtors that you trust in your company, team, whatever it is. And then you will look like the expert because you brought them to your audience. One of the best things you probably can do in your career, honestly, is if you don't know an answer, like just tell people you don't know an answer. What is so interesting is even early in my career or even now, I may not know an answer, but guess what? There is almost no question in the world about real estate that I don't have the connections to and could get you an answer within an hour. And that's the relationship piece and building relationships with people. But you can be real and say, I don't know. And you can be real. And, you know, maybe you have, you know, a lender or title company on a Facebook Live once a week. And you might even admit that, hey, I don't know a lot, but I want to have this expert in front of you. And people are still going to be like, holy cow, that's really cool that John or Sam or whoever brought this expert to, you know, bring something of value to me. And people will love that stuff. And people will love you being open and honest and real. And here's what, and again, I've said this before, but people want to do business with people that they know, like, and trust. Well, guess what? Being real builds that. Being real builds trust. Being real builds this people wanting to work with you. You know, pretending that you're all polished and perfect and all that builds distance and kind of puts like a barrier between people. You know, I'll share this with you guys. I still remember early in my career, I actually should change my headshot, guys, because, you know, we all do the headshots and we look great. You know, it's so funny, in my real estate career, it started, I don't think I ever wore a tie because I was so over the tie from my Chick-fil-A days and my banking days. So probably did like 5 or 6 years in a row of in a tie, and I was over it for sure. But I remember, you know, I still dressed, you know, nice and wore a dress shirt or whatever. Guys, here's the deal. You get cargo shorts or some kind of shorts and a polo. You might get khaki pants when it's colder out and a polo or long sleeve shirt. That's it. That's it, right? I don't try to be someone that I'm not. And if you want someone that's going to like be all dressed in a tie all the time, that is just not me, right? And here's the deal. Like, when you're real, that's relatable. I'll show up and stuff. Now, I normally will put on like a Wolfpack shirt or whatever for a showing, but I don't try to like impress people, right? Okay, so, all right, John, we get it. We have to be real. We need to be relatable. How do we do it, right? Well, when you're putting content out there and you have a typo or you have a, you know, you mess up in a video, leave it in there. And the other part too is like in your video content, photos, you know, all these different things, you can talk about the grind. You can talk about how it's going. You can talk about, hey, you know, it's a bummer we didn't get this deal. You can say, I didn't get the listing and that's okay. Here's what I learned. People want real, you know? We don't need the you in front of your Lexus or Mercedes or, you know, whatever BMW photo. We need more real, raw, and authentic. And that's what your clients are going to connect you to. Now, here's the deal, guys. I got to be honest with you, because some of you are doing like the pose with the car. Your clients, for the most part, do not care. Now, if you're in a luxury market selling $10 to $20 million homes, yeah, sure, you might need a nice new car. But that is not the norm or the standard. In fact, they would rather you be real. I would encourage you, I'd much rather you be open and honest. Hey, I don't have a car loan and I'm driving this car, but I don't have a car loan on it, rather than buying this BMW, Lexus, Mercedes, whatever, where you're paying $500 to $1,000 a month just to impress people. You know, all right, we'll do the finance thing. I didn't plan on that today, right? But Dave Ramsey, who I love, right, says people buy things they don't need to impress people they don't even like, right? And so what are you doing in your business? Are you trying to impress these people or are you being real? None of this is needed. You don't need to be perfect. It just needs to be you. So a while back, I told you guys, you know, that a client said, John, I hired you because you seem like a real person. You've posted about the hard stuff. You were honest and I trusted you. And that's the kind of clients I attract and work with. Not perfectionists, not people that expect me to be perfect, but people that like and appreciate the real and the raw. Early on, again, I thought I had to be perfect. But, you know, in those moments when the clients, when I'm honest with clients, when I mess something up, they appreciate it. So if you can share honestly, right? I can share about even when I'm not winning. I can share, like, you know, if I mess something up for a client, I will own it. I do my best to say, hey, I messed this up. I forgot. I promised you I would do this by X day and I did not have it done and I'm sorry, right? And so I want to give you a few tips as we kind of close it out today, right? Here's what to do and not to do. Do not try to look like a top producer if you're brand new. Now, again, social media is perception. I'm not saying don't post, but don't act like, oh, you sold this deal, closed this, whatever, and lie. You can share that you're going to showings or doing open houses, right? Because perception wins too, because people are going to look at you and think, oh, they're crushing it. People see that even if you're showing homes and doing open houses, even though you know, hey, you're not making money when you do that. The other part too is don't avoid posting just because you don't have fancy branding, it's perfect, and you didn't close a deal. And don't pretend people can feel it. People do not expect perfection. They just want someone who's authentic, reliable, and real. So do be real. Do be authentic. Do be willing to share the journey. Be open, be honest, and be yourself and be real. And when you are real, people root for you. They follow your journey. They say things like, I've been watching your growth. You're so down to earth. I feel like I already know you. And then when they need a realtor, you're the one they call. Not because you fake success, but because you showed up and shared your journey. You know, I'll share something with you guys, and a handful of people know this, but you guys know I hit Icon, right? And if you follow me on social media, you know that I was kind of bold, for lack of a better term. I was really bold. In January or February, I bought a sign at Staples. It was $150, $120, whatever. And I made a sign and put out a post about the goal to be an Icon agent, right? So that's pretty bold to like put that out there when it's really hard. Only the top 1% of realtors at eXp get it. That is being bold and authentic. And guess what? I got it. It was close, but I did get it at the end. And even, let's say I wouldn't have gotten it, people would have really respected the boldness to stand out and put that out there. They would have. But I did get it. And what's funny is when I posted the win, thanking, of course, the Lord and my family and all these people that helped me get to Icon, you know, Jeremy Kane, Louis Galt, Connor Steinbrook, Mike Sherrard, right, the leadership crew here at eXp. I remember so many people, you could go back and look at it from, end of May or whatever it was. Go look at it and look at all the comments where people say, wow, we're so proud of you. We knew you would do it. And so many people that have never bought or sold with me who literally commented things like, oh my goodness, we felt like we were on this journey with you. Like, these are people that have not even bought or sold or anything. But that's what happens when you are real. People feel like they're a part of something, even though it's just you in your business. And so I would encourage you, be bold, be willing to put yourself out there, and you will have success. Be honest and be vulnerable. So that's it. That's today's message. I want you to be real and show up and let people into your journey. Stop overthinking it. Start sharing your journey exactly where you are right now. The good, the bad, the ugly, all the things is worth sharing. And it's what people connect with. So thanks for listening today. And we will finish this series, but we are actually going to pause for a week. So we were going to finish it on August 1st, but I actually have something really cool I'm bringing to you on August 1st. So we will take a short 1 week break from the series and then close it out there second week, third week of August, whatever it is. But I got a special episode I'm bringing to you next Friday, August 1st. And that's all I'll tell you for now. You can just hang on to that for a little bit. But appreciate you guys so much for listening. Hope you're enjoying this series. We'll take a quick pause on the series next week and then resume the week after. But I appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening. And we will see you for a special episode next week. I'll talk to you guys then.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.